Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
It is a privilege to bring you a community comment on Thanksgiving Day. I'm usually a very thankful guy on Thanksgiving, but this Thanksgiving I'm particularly thankful because last week I had a close call, and I'm grateful to be above the sod and on my way to Thanksgiving feast. Last week, surfing in the harbor entrance, I took off a little too late and a big wave came crashing down on top of me, driving me into the surfboard and forcing my left hip to dislocate. To say it hurt is understatement. I came up, grabbed a breath between mountains of white water washing over me, and climbed on my surfboard with the realization that I was badly hurt and no one was likely to help. By the time the wave dragged me under, I was several hundred yards away from my surfing buddies. As I began to paddle, I became keenly aware that my normal mode of exit from the harbor entrance, climbing over the jetty, would be impossible. Jumping out of the water on jetty boulders is a dodgy proposition with two good legs. I figured my best chance would be to paddle to the inlet on the south side of the Coast Guard station inside the harbor. I paddled for my life toward the Coast Guard station, my left leg dangling at a very strange angle. Time was not on my side as I could feel my body drifting into shock from the injury in the cold water. Nothing to do but paddle hard and pray for endurance. Finally, upon reaching the beach, I pulled my board alongside me one painstaking inch at a time and found that my plan to crawl to my car and drive myself to the emergency room was not going to work. In order to crawl, you need two good hips. My next hope was that someone would see me floundering on the beach and give me a lift. No one came. Finally, after a half hour or so, I spied a pickup scooting across the dunes. A really nice guy named Lance jumped out, assured me he would get me into his truck and to the hospital. He was just big enough, have you ever seen a little guy named Lance? And strong enough, he'd been a football player at Oklahoma State, to hoist me and my board into his truck. No problem, bro, I got you covered. I was never so glad to see a pickup come over the sand dunes as last Monday. The staff at the emergency room at St. Joseph were amazing. From doctors to nurses to PAs and PTs and all those other initials, all were professional and kind. I'm especially appreciative to the man who set my hip back into socket, Dr. Kilgore. I think they call it reduction, and boy, did it reduce the pain. And to Dr. Copeland, who ensured that I was not conscious when they were tugging and pulling my hip back into place. For all the staff there at the emergency room and the hospital, I am thankful. It's easy to criticize, and we all know St. Joseph Hospital has received its share over the past few years. But when you're desperate, you tend to be thankful for what you get. I'm thankful to be alive, thankful for the treatment I received at St. Joe's, thankful for my wife and family and the church family, who've been very supportive and so far have not insinuated that it was sheer lunacy to surf the harbor entrance last Monday. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.